Hello, my name is Nina and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, I requested this call, Mayor, and I really do need to talk to you guys. Can you give me 1 minute?
Okay, I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, this is Mr. Lenorsky. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, yes, this is Mr. Lenorsky. Yes, I had filed for unemployment in June of this year, June or July of this year, and I never heard back about my employment, and they told me they was going to give me a call back. And so I had already started working, but at the time I wanted to get income about a month and a half, but they did send me my final check. They did send me my final check in the mail, through my bank account. So they never called me back by the issue that was went on at Mercedes. They had sent me home, but they waited for a whole month to call me and tell me I was terminated. And so after that happened, they sent me my last check, whatever, and I went on and found another job. And I don't know if you guys can help me with this situation or not, but I just want to report this. So the reason they told me that I was violating company policy. I didn't violate the company policy. The unemployed people never called me back. They said they were going to call me and check on it. They never called me back about the situation. Come to find out, I was terminated because I'm black. I was colored. And nobody never got back in contact me with it. Mercedes never even sent the reason or even told y'all why. So I found out about it. And so I went on and got another job. They called the job that I had prior and told them people some derogatory stuff about me that wasn't even true. I stayed at that job for about 2 months to 3 months. I left and came and got an insurance agent job. They did the same thing and still doing it till now, calling and telling the people lies on me, trying to get me to lose my job. Now, I don't know who can I talk about, help with this situation, but I need something did about it because they can't stop me from working. They trying to stop me from making a living. And they told, and I guess they doing it, ma'am, because the truth came out, they fired me because I'm black. And this came out of manager's mouth. They have called, they have went so far as threatened my life to kill me. Because what they did at the plant behind my back, and it got out, and they threatened me, threatened my daughter, everything. So I need someone to somehow get in, I need someone to do something about it. They didn't pay me for when they fired me. They lied to the reason why they fired me. And now they still harass me on every job I get. And I'm not going to keep on changing jobs to stop them from harassing me.
Okay, ma'am. So honestly, it sounds like you would need to get in contact with your local police services and report that they're harassing you, and including threatening your life as well as your daughter's, because there's nothing that we would be able to do because this sounds more like a legal issue.
Okay. So where about, have they even thought about paying me for the time that I was unemployed, that I didn't get paid?
So we're not able to see that at this department. The only thing we do here is file new claims and reopen claims. You would have to get in contact with Inquiries Department about your claim, and they'd be able to assist you with your claim. But in regards to the other thing you spoke about, yes, I honestly would just suggest talking to the police or a lawyer.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Do you have the Inquiries phone number?
Yes, I do. I got it written down.
Okay, so yes, you would contact them and they'd be able to assist you with your claim.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.